up, people? This is Perigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I am your host, Perigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. What's up?
Something in between.
Okay. Seems like this is the worst mood that you had in the history of this podcast, right?
Or in my life.
No. It couldn't be that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm okay, actually. How are you?
I'm awesome. I finished another book, and now I started reading a biography of, guess who?
Adolf Hitler.
Why Hitler?
I don't know. I think because he's a really controversial person.
So am I? I don't understand.
So you can be interested in?
Okay, no? Claudia, it's Elon Musk, okay?
Ah.
Which might be more obvious if we look at it right now. Yeah. He had super, harsh childhood because of his father. But, there was one story, and I think you would like it. His father, mother, and he and his brother, they went to England, to Manchester. Mm-hmm. This is why I think you would be interested. And their parents went to their friends, and they left. They didn't want to bring children to their friends, and they left them at the square. At some square in Manchester.
How old they were?
Don't remember. Elon, I think, was 8-10 years old.
Okay, it's actually so Russians, Russian vibe, you know? When your children in 90s just try to get back home after school when they're 6 years old.
But I don't think that... It's not in a big city. In Russia, I imagine might happen in some small cities, rural, but in St. Petersburg, for example, because I compare Manchester to St. P, it won't be the case, I guess. So yeah, this is the story.
What was the end of the story? They just wait parents on a square for any hours?
No, Elon left his brother and wandered around the city, and in the end he just lost and he started crying. Some random woman picked him up and they went to a police station, and parents...
Okay, I think England is a pretty safety place, or maybe.
And, I don't know.
Is it just biography book or autobiography?
Biography, because it was written by another guy.
Okay. Okay, anyway, I think this another guy did not write a full story about Elon Musk's journey to Turkey. Okay,
this is I will end this book. I will read till the end, and we will have another podcast. But today, I have another topic, and I think you also have another topic. It's not about Elon Musk, right?
Yes.
Or about Hitler. Yes, actually, yes.
No. So, I'm actually ready to share, but I need to ask you something. What do you think about sales?
What do you think about sales? I think that it could be okay, For example, if some season has passed and sellers just need to drop current stuff, but sometimes it's just your your goods like cost like for example $50, but you raise mm-hmm. price to 70 and just cut 20, and you say that this is the discount and this is scam.
Yeah, this is marketing actually. But are you usually buy something with like on sale or just normal prices? How it works in your life?
I would try just to get like the lowest price, and it doesn't need to be like on sale. Yeah, you just mm-hmm. need to be like some good seller with reputation, and that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
do you want to sell me something?
No, it's just a topic.
Okay.
What do you think about Black Friday? It was a few weeks ago, two weeks ago.
Black Friday.
You know that it's really huge.
I know that some people might get some cool stuff on Black Friday. I don't know. I've never participated in Black Fridays, you know?
Okay. So I actually want to talk about sales and all this marketing stuff, and especially about Black Friday. And I found out that it was started like in 60s last century in USA,
mm-hmm.
and it became one of the biggest busiest shopping day of the year in the United States, and still it works.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works, yeah, the a lot of different companies, brands, stores, sellers traditionally offer limited money saving special, like mm-hmm. yeah, for this day, and it works like on a different variety of goods, of goods, of different things, of like you can buy literally everything on Black Friday. And yeah, different stores, different shops offering similar deals or completely different on the same things. And it's like a crazy game. And actually, also, I found out that, for example, in Europe and in UK, there are no Black Friday until 2010, and it's pretty new. It's like
mm-hmm.
15 years, 14 years, 13 years, how many years? And this shopping phenomenon arrived to UK by Amazon. Jeffrey Bezos just came to UK and like, do you want a sale?
Some stuff.
Yeah, because Jeffrey Bezos is crazy
rich
money maker
mm-hmm.
and a huge businessman.
Maybe
and
he's just printing them.
Maybe. Yeah. Is he still the most richest guy or no in the world? Maybe top.
He's at the top, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and right now, this day is really popular. This day, I know sometimes it's a few days. It can be a week, actually. Yeah, it's not just 24 hours right now, and it's pretty popular. And in USA it's the day following Thanksgiving, yeah, and it's like one celebration, and then the next huge celebration is Christmas, and everyone like, okay, we're preparing for next season, next shopping season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, and these years, right now, Black Friday becomes more and more popular, and I think it happens because of economy and all our economy situation, and maybe we live in not in the best times and people have not enough money, and they really way more interested in sales and all these promotions and all these activities. And according to different, I don't know, researchers, there are almost, I think it's more than 80% people who will go into buy something on Black Friday. And on this year, it's like one of research which was in the beginning of November, and they just asked people, are you going to buy something at the end of the month? Yeah, and this year it's for 16% more than last year. And a lot of, it's literally like everyone knows about it and try to buy something or just thinking about, but females are more likely to shop Black Fridays, I think, because females like to shopping more,
or I don't think so.
I don't know, buy a lot. But actually, men are likely to spend more on Black Friday. And it's mean that, like, men's like, okay, we're ready to buy just few things, but pretty expensive. We save our money for whole...
For women.
Maybe. Or just for, I don't know, for their kids or maybe for their dogs. Not for themselves, of course.
Yeah, because men
do not need not anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just aesthetics. So, and I think that it's actually crazy how big all these events and actually marketing stuffs becomes. And this year, I didn't buy anything on a Black Friday.
Why?
I think because I was busy on work. I have no time to shopping, and I do not like online shopping, and I like to walk through the stores and malls, and and I have no time this year. Had no time.
Yeah, I remember. So, At one of our first podcasts, you said like, oh yeah, I like buy bread in one shop, buy like water in another shop, buy apples in another shop, and buy stuff in different shops because I like just walking, watching.
Between the shops. Yeah. And online shopping is not for me because I always... fucked up with something online when I try to order something. I really wait more than it should be, or I took something else, not that I really should.
You like drugs?
Yeah, drugs. Yeah.
Took or my else, just messed
or
up.
Or my delivery, I don't know, just lost my package or something, and I don't know, all this stuff is online shopping is actually it can be cool because you feel energy and I don't know happy two times when you spend money and you're like, okay, I spent this money, wow, it will be something. But
why
and
is
then,
it good? I hate spending
because
money.
you finally bought something, but it's not real right now, but you already bought it, you know that it's yours.
Now what's the point of happiness when you spend money?
Long story, but no, but okay, if you never feel this, okay, but I mean when you shopping online, you I don't know, can be happy two times, because you, when you bought something and when you finally get it, like, wow. But for me, it's not cool. I like to chew, to touch things, to walk through the things.
For me, it's getting upset twice. First time, yeah, when you spent money, and the second time when it arrived or didn't arrive, like...
And you finally understand that you spent money again, yeah? And you're like, oh, again, I understand.
Yeah,
that
and also money. This thing might not suit you, you know?
Yeah, but you... But yeah, it's bad for online shopping. Yeah, but you do not just, I don't know, lose money. You convert your money to something else. Like, wow, it's a cool stuff. Money is just for converting. It's not for saving.
Nowadays,
money just for spending.
It's never equal, you know? Like, everything you buy, it doesn't cost its money. Yeah, for example, you buy an iPhone, and it's, like, too expensive. It should cost less. And this, I think, like, goes to all things nowadays, you know?
But it's like, just a market. Price, it's because of market.
Yeah, market.
So you should check all this promotion, like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and I don't know, after Christmas week, you should be more into it.
Nah, I don't.
The price
stuff.
Way more real.
I don't need stuff.
Less money for spent.
Let me ask you why. Like, why did Americans created Black Friday? Like, company, like, do company lose money on Black Friday? Or it's done only for marketing?
Yeah, it's way more like marketing, like advertising. They need more attention for shopping, for spending money. And this is like a good topic. To take attention,
but like the price in general, company do some margin from sales margin. Yeah, when you
of course, in all companies, in all prices, it's actually included already. They, of course, during the sales, they earn less than. For one product, they earn less than in normal time, in usual. But when they sell a lot items in one day, it's actually working good because they still earn. Okay, do you understand? And for example,
I'm following.
one working day of one seller or I don't know, customer helper. It costs like the same today and tomorrow, and it's just 8 hours, 5 hours or something. And sometimes it depends like how much you sell. But in general, you earn your money anyway, even if you just work in the company. If you sell just one, I don't know, piece of paper. Okay, this is your salary. If you
paper,
for example, yeah, and if you sell like 1,000 from the one day, of course, they can give you extra money just for, I don't know, support you and something. But it's still way more interesting for a company to sell a lot at one. Moment, one day, one period, and it's still they still earn a lot of money for all this promotion, less prices and something.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever got something like what you wanted for a long time, and you specifically waited for Black Friday, and like as a result you got this?
No, I think no. But I think it's my I lose my chance. I think I it can be it could be a lot of cool stories, but I'm not thinking about. But maybe next year, maybe, yeah, I should start to pay more attention to all these things, because economy is really sucks and everything becomes way more expensive. And
so you're expecting like go shopping like once a year when it's super cheap?
Maybe I should plan my, like, have a schedule of my...
You can buy food in cans, for example, and store it.
No, I think it doesn't count for really low-cost products, like just
but
food.
But it adds up, you know?
Okay, yeah, and drink coffee only in November, like...
Why? You can buy, like, you know, this coffee that you
coffee
make
machine.
At home. No,
coffee
no, no,
machine
not
fields.
Coffee machine. It's just like you take spoon and you just...
this, no, you know. No.
Nescafe?
No, I think... No, I think we still not in that... In the Z page.
Jacobs? Jacobs? You know?
Yeah, of course.
This kind of coffee.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you just
but no,
add
we
a lot
we,
of
we,
milk
we,
and sugar, and you just
no,
think that
no,
it's
we're not
cool.
On the, this page because we still have we, I mean me, I still have some money for do not drink this type of coffee.
Okay,
but no one knows what will be next.
So the last thing that you will be like not. Try to save money. Yeah, it will be coffee.
Mm-hmm. I think I can live without coffee, but if I going to drink coffee, it will be a
at
coffee.
Starbucks.
Maybe Starbucks sometimes, or just I don't know, some level of quality of my coffee. I can't drink coffee just because I want. Coffee. I want to special coffee.
Because you are a special person, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Carrot.
Blue blood.
Awesome.
So, yeah. I think, yeah, that's all. It was my topic about sales and Black Friday. And I actually want to know more about your, like, habits or I don't know routine with sales and promotions and something, but I think it's actually nothing interesting. Yes, ain't it?
I think that I wasn't like at some mall for
a
long
years?
Time. Yeah, no, not years, no, but months, like half
okay.
a year, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
You know me, I'm like home rat.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's not because of shopping mall. It's because of you. You just stay at home.
Yeah, because of weather. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, what's your topic?
Okay. Black Fridays. Cool. Americans come up with it in America and then they bring it to Europe.
Not every Americans bring it. Just one Jeffrey Bezos.
Because he has rockets, I guess.
Yeah.
That's how
the
he...
ocean is not a problem for him.
Yeah, that's true. So, shout out to Bezos. Bezos,
yeah.
If you want, you can come up to you
Jeffrey.
Know our podcast.
Jeffrey Bezos. Dun, forgot all the lyrics of this. Bob Berman,
I don't
how
think
it goes.
There are some lyrics. You just.
No, there are. No, it's a cool song of Bob Berman. You never heard it?
No.
Wow, you literally do not live in this planet.
Yeah, you also like first person who tell me about the song about Mbappe, football player.
Mbappe. Yeah, maybe it's my thing. I like
yeah.
I always remember all names in the TV series or in the films or in different I don't know books. I really remember all their names and I don't know why. I just remember.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this stuff, the songs about famous people, it's actually for me.
Yeah, maybe you should write some songs about...
No, just chill and hang out for these songs.
Do you have... No, I'm sure you don't, but you should create for our podcast, yeah, like exclusive playlist on Spotify with like songs about famous people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not on this episode, but yeah, I will start.
Maybe not like in the next 10 years, but after sometime, you know, 2040 okay. years, something like that. Deal. Okay.
Yeah, okay, but maybe I will start today. Just, we already has two songs, Mbappé and Jeffrey Bezos.
It might be enough. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. Claudia, what's the most youngest famous religion nowadays?
Like this one with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
How it calls? It's not a Masons. It's. I know his. I remember his name, but I forgot how it calls. It's my thing.
Do you know a song about Tom Cruise?
No.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. No.
You are a fucking crazy religious guy, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you see, you should write some songs. Okay, yeah, it's Scientology.
Scientology, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I remember that when I was, I don't know, like 20, in the beginning of my 20s. Mm-hmm.
Long years ago.
Yep. I watched a documentary film about Scientology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after some time, I've heard a podcast of my famous teacher. Yeah. And I want to bring it today because I think it's really, like, fascinating story. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of, like, interesting and controversial things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the early 50s, like 1950s, mm-hmm. there was a guy, like fuck this guy, or how Fred again says usually.
Which guy? Fred?
Yeah, he says like, oh fuck this guy, yeah.
Ah, fuck me, what the guy?
Fuck me, what the guy? Yeah. What? Basically, yeah, this is the same here. Ron Hubbard, he, like, science fiction writer, yeah. After World War, he published a series of articles, like, in which he describes new approach to mental health. Yeah, and mm-hmm. he called it Dianetics. It became a bestseller. Then he had some difficulties with money. And like he sold, I guess, this this book to some other publisher. But he renames this book like in this approach to Scientology. Scientology, like it's like root science word, yeah, like science, Scientology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Kinda.
Yeah, and like he opened his first church in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of long time ago, 70 years,
mm-hmm.
69. Yeah, 69.
After the World War II, second.
9 years after.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they can celebrate
mm-hmm.
this, like the victory of the war.
Yeah, and like core beliefs. Yeah, Scientologists, they believe that true essence of a person is a thetan. It's called thetan, which is like spirit. Yeah, person's okay. Spirit. It's immortal and has lived through many lives. Like, you know.
Okay.
And understand, realize your spiritual thing is the main goal. Yeah, like whole your path is about understanding your like spirit.
Okay. Which
until now, it's like resonates with our religions, right? You believe you have some path, like life, and you spend it to understand, yeah, what's up, what's up in the outer world. Yeah, and like, as I said, his
but
book...
do they have God or just your, this soul or something? Is it a God?
You are a God, actually.
Okay.
There is no central thing, but it's actually you are a God. Yeah.
Even even Tom Cruise not a God for me, if I am Scientologist.
No. Scientology is God for himself, and like he can do a lot of stuff because he at the top of this chain, you know, because he it's Tom Cruise.
He's
Mission
a face.
Impossible 8 or 10, I don't know.
Yeah. And Butterfly.
Fuck me, what the guy. Basically.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's talk about like Dianetics. Yeah, it's a book, approach to mental health, that he called. And basically this is a set of ideas and practices regarding the metaphysical relationship between your mind and your body. Yeah. It's like practice. It aims to help individuals, you, me, and other believers, get rid of negative experiences called engrams to achieve a state known as clear. So here, so we have our path, and our goal, become clear, like pure, but they call it clear. Clear from your previous bad experiences called engrams. So for example, you 25 years old, and you were harassed by your father and or schoolmates, bullied, something like that, and you have negative emotions, negative memory about that. And this is
trauma.
And this it stays in the way to become clear because it bothers you and it lives inside you. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So here
makes sense. Yeah. In general.
Yeah. So like if the first part was about path and goal, become clear, something like that, and it's some like abstract thing, but here we see and this is like related to other religions, but here we see that it's kind of science, like psychiatry, your traumas.
Okay.
Now it becomes more interesting. How would you like get rid of your engrams? Like to become clear. Audition.
How?
Like auditing is a one-on-one process, when individuals, ordinary people, they remember some stuff from their past, and like is in this room, there is a person from Scientology Church. Basically, it super resembles with the Catholic church, I guess, you know, when mm-hmm. there is a wood thing and you sit at one end and on another is a priest, something like that. Yeah, and you say why you are not so pure and priest will forgive you.
I think in Russian church, how it calls, I don't know, they have something the same, like when you, but without the wooden booth.
No? Yeah.
You just talk with the person, the priest, the pope.
The word is repentance.
I don't know. Okay, maybe here's the same, kinda.
Yeah, but the interesting part here that you, when you like remember bad stuff, yeah, from your life, and you're telling to this person this, first of all, it's recorded. All sessions are recorded.
They know a lot about Tom Cruise.
Yes,
or and second of all, Tom Cruise knows a lot about every Scientologist.
Tom Cruise didn't do this stuff. Yeah, it's just special person from Scientology Church. And I don't think that Tom Cruise will conduct auditioning for other people.
No, I think if they have all these records, it means that someone can listen it. And if we, I mean, someone, I think in this company, it can be Tom Cruise.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure.
I mean, this, yeah.
And second interesting part that they have this device called E-meter, mm-hmm. which is believed to measure mental mass and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
it's two mental... Kanye West player, Steam player.
Something like that. It's two metal sticks that you like hold in your hands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One in each hand, and there is like some device with some graphics, I guess, and it shows something, but nobody knows how it works, you know.
Okay, I think I saw something like this in the TV show Fight of, I don't know, Wizards, Witches, Extras, Senses.
Yeah, Scientology, you know. Well, and the thing is that when you're auditioning, yeah, when you go for auditioning, at some point you go to another levels, and there are several levels. And at the top, you become like something. We will get to that, yeah.
Okay.
Scientology have a lot of moral and ethics things. Yeah, they don't allow to use drugs, for example. Yeah, they don't allow to use like psychiatry, something like that. They believe that it's a garbage thing. Yeah, and only thing you should do is auditioning, and you don't need like drugs. Many don't do medical drugs, yeah. They believe just in pure thing. They are not allowed to have sex without marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's actually close to a lot of religions, like
the
base one.
And they are not allowed to have partners that are not in Scientology, I think.
Okay, and who is the wife of Tom Cruise?
No one.
Still?
I don't think so.
Okay. I
think he's too cool for this
And it's mean, but he's a really popular Scientologist, and I think he, like, the face of this movement.
Yes.
And he has no sex at all. Like, because he has no wife, or what? Or she's Scientologist too. Okay, Tom Cruise, next episode. Ready?
Yeah. They also have rehabilitation project force. And this is like another controversial aspect of Scientology, like that involves like a program for members who have violated certain like codes or principles, policies. Yeah, they rehabilitate those people through labor and intensive auditing.
Okay.
So when you do something wrong, yeah, they basically like blame you and they make you do stuff. Also, people at Scientology Church, they paid, I don't believe, like super small amount of money. But actually, you should pay for every auditing like process, for courses, for materials, and to become like, to achieve the highest thing, yeah, like to become clear.
The next level, the last level.
Yeah, people usually spend like thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like all your progress, it's not about, like, it's not only about you, but it's also about money. And I don't think that they have Black Fridays there.
Maybe they have some promotions when you spend a lot of years. When we spend a lot of years together, you have some extra, I don't know, offers.
Yeah. And they, like, Scientology, like, higher ranks, they don't provide information, yeah, about high, like, higher levels. Like, like, from their perspective, you should know about them only when you get to the next level. Yeah, you don't have this path, like, clear
in front of you. Okay, but it's mean that, that it's pretty random, yeah? One day I can say that you finally ready for a next level and I'm just create this level right now. No one knows.
No one knows.
And who are these people who run all this system? Who create these levels? Who, like, the the leaders? Yeah.
It's already created, yeah, by creator.
But Ron Hubbard. One knows. But no one knows what the next level.
Now everyone knows because we have internet. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. It's not a secret.
It's secret from the point view of Church of Scientology. Yeah, so if you don't, like, if you don't Google it, you will never know. They will never tell you until you reach, until you give all your money. Dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's not a random, they already have a pandemic system. They never told me that I'm finally ready. And there are final amount of levels. There are not like no end, like new. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Just the rules.
No one knows. Like no one knows.
Okay, not yeah, real,
about
no one.
High levels, yeah, but it's known because somebody like leaked it, I guess, a long time ago. And actually, when you become like more clear, yeah, when you get to those levels
higher,
you will found out that at higher levels you will know about Xenu. Yeah,
sorry.
Xenu is a, like, it's not a person, but a being, yeah? Like some alien.
Like SpongeBob?
SpongeBob, not an alien. SpongeBob
but
is
a... But
it's
not like, a person, but a it's character. Like a person.
No. Xenu is an alien who have brought billions of people to Earth in spacecraft millions years ago. Yeah, and he trapped those like people spirits.
So it's kind of God.
People are gods. There mm-hmm. was some being, yeah, it's that really brought us
feel
to
like
Earth.
In university, on a
okay.
strange
you and me
class.
Were brought to Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we super powerful creatures, aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
But you and me, we trapped in our bodies, so our spirit
stuck.
It goes from reincarnation,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But we trapped in our bodies. But when you get clear, when you go through auditing, you will become more and more clear, and in the end you become like clear and you become this alien god whatever, and you can create, for example, anything you want. You can create, like, I don't know, you can mess up with the elements
song,
and create everything from
about,
gold.
Yeah, or can create a song about Tom Cruise, the brilliant one.
For example, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think it's literally a crazy dream of one guy who just, I don't know, had a cool charisma, how it's...
yeah, it's a word, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe he was really this guy in 50s, not Tom Cruise.
Okay.
The first one. Yeah, and I can understand how so many people really believe in it and how it works, but it's pretty interesting. And if someone, after listening to this episode, to your explanation, decided to turn on Scientology, please share
turn
with
on.
Us.
I wouldn't recommend to turn on.
I mean, like, goes to
try it.
Yeah, if you are, please share this new step of your life with us in comments.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, agree. And another controversy that whole families could be in Scientology church, in the Church of Scientology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you, for example, decide to like go away from Scientology, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Scientology will make sure that all your
kill
family
me.
Will abandon you. They won't
mm-hmm.
chat with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just block. Blacklist.
Yes, and there are a lot of stories, super sad stories that people were banned, yeah, and excluded from their families, just because Scientology creates
they left.
This.
Okay, because they left the church.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it might be good, yeah, because you spent. Like, sometime you tell about your horrors or something like that. Yeah, terrible things that get you. And it's kind of talking with a psychiatrist, but just talking, yeah? And it might be good, I guess, but the fact that you have to pay money to become more cool. No, not cool, but more clear, yeah? To pay for everything
mm-hmm.
in this church. The fact that they will ban you from your families, they will like make sure that you won't be chatting with them. That's a bad thing, I guess. No, not a positive, at least. And another cool thing, like as their services are paid, yeah. In 1993 in the U.S., they were officially. Like recognized as church, as religion,
mm-hmm.
and that's why
mm-hmm.
they don't pay tax.
Okay, yeah, got it.
So they're full profit business.
Yeah, it's
and they
it's
don't
pretty
pay
interesting.
Taxes.
Yeah. So, and what is your like mark from 1 to 10 to Scientology to your topic?
Not quite sure I understand the question.
Like in school, you have A mark or how A, B, C, like when you have a...
I don't want to mark a religion because, you know,
no,
people
but you
might
kinda,
believe.
You kind of, I don't know, got into this topic and know more right now. And
more.
What's
if,
your...
If I know more than you, it doesn't mean that I have like...
But I think it's so fun to make smart on everything. I can I can mark
okay,
Black Friday
you can,
if you want.
I won't, because religion, it's a super
not a religion, this topic.
But it's topic about
okay.
Religion.
Okay, 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 okay.
If you're so
central, okay.
Mark you. Mark you. You mark.
I can mark my topic.
No, mark Scientology.
Okay, I think it's something from 0 to 10, it's maybe 4.
Okay, fair enough.
Or maybe minus 4, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel the number 4.
Okay, okay. So, yeah. That's Scientology, and I will attach the show notes, like podcasts and documentary. There are also a series about Scientology, I think. Yeah, so it's a super interesting topic, and like the most fascinating fact for me is that it's a religion. Yeah, it's the youngest religion in America. Not religion that just was created by some people, yeah, but it's recognized as a religion.
Yeah, it's like,
and they don't pay taxes, though they like super profitable business, I guess.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people can just register their organization like church, no? Like we are.
I don't
can
think
we?
So. I don't think
can
so.
Can we? Maybe we should.
If they celebrated it like so hard, yeah, and there were a lot of legal disputes, so I don't think that it's super easy. Maybe if you don't make money from your religion, it's easy. But if you make money, it might be hard. I don't know.
Maybe we should make our own religion and try to register it and do not pay tax.
How we will call our religion?
Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Not today. Today we have a lot of stuff.
Огиреп. Огиреп. Перего. Огиреп. Just, you know.
And not ready for today. Thinking about this today. But please remember all your ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. I think that it's the time to go to our next section, which is takes.
Which? What? Never heard about it.
Claudia, what's
yes?
your take for today?
So, my take. I think. Why so loud? Sorry. I think that the gap year or just long trip to Asia, it's something strange. I don't know why everyone is so obsessed about it, like go to Asia, spend half of the year or whole year there, go to Thailand, to Vietnam, to Bali, and I don't know, just, or maybe go to India or mix all of this destination and just travel through the Asia. And why people so obsessed with that, even people who just want to spend a winter there in that area, why it's so popular. And I think it's kind of it's overrated. Yeah, that's my take.
Okay, I've heard you.
It was loud because of this. You heard me.
Can't agree. I understand that it's much cheaper there, And also, I think it's a good thing because you just grasp more knowledge about other cultures. Yeah. You see the world, like more world than you.
But why Asia is so popular? Why not Africa or South America? It's not so popular.
It's enough developed. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about Africa, but I think South Africa, right? Like North Africa, I think developed here, Morocco.
It's northwest.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't know.
South Africa is a country, actually.
Asia is more developed. It's just more developed.
Maybe bigger. And
it's cheaper. That's it.
Than Africa?
Not cheaper than South Africa, America? Cheaper than Europe, USA, Canada.
It's another experience, but I think there are some, movements or something that like make it popular, like maybe movies, maybe pop culture or something like. We should go to the Asia to spend, to find ourselves finally, eat, pray, love this movie or something. It's all about this and this vibe. And everyone like, I should go travel to Asia. And I think in general, no one really understand what they going to find or... Yeah, and for me, it's really, and I really talk about this long trip, like half of the year or year or something. It's when you just want to go to Thailand on vacation. It's okay. It's pretty normal. I think everyone should maybe try it. But this,
that's
like,
a good point. That's a good point. What would you do there for 1 year?
Explore Asia and yourself.
Okay. I should conduct an experiment and I will do it for you, Claudia. I will go to Asia for 1 year. Yeah.
Okay. Next year, after New Year, yeah?
Yeah. January the 1st. And I like...
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I know some people who actually going to do the same. Maybe you should contact.
Or maybe I should go to Kentucky, not contact with this person, but Kentucky, you know? Dead jokes.
Okay, fried chicken.
Okay.
So what's your take? What's your take?
I wrote you today on Telegram that my take will be about old people, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's about us?
No. I think... And I think, like, this is super legit, that the minimum age requirement to be a country ruler should be significantly, like, lowered worldwide. I don't think if there are some restrictions about that, but I think that there must be.
Sorry, it must be the low age of...
Presidents, kings, queens, and so on.
And the low and the highest, the oldest, the youngest and the oldest or something.
So I think that there should be like some bar, like for example, 50 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no one should be allowed to become a president after that age.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Only people like from 30s to 50s should be presidents, for example.
Yeah. Okay. I think right now... There are rules just only for, I don't know, like people younger than 40 can be a president. I heard something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, your take is pretty logic. Yeah, I think I agree. Because
if you
but
take...
is it maybe, is it ageism in it?
Maybe, but I think that...
You do not believe that people in old ages can be 100% clear and, I don't know, health and mental health and something?
It's not about health. I think it's about like current perception of the world, you know,
because yeah, okay, not on the same page people, with the young people.
Not the young, but with grown-ups, even with grown-ups, yeah, because for example, in the United States, there might be not might be, but there are people who, for example, 40 years old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
40. Do you know how old Biden is?
72?
No.
No, 80, 80. It's Putin 71 and Biden is 10 years more.
Yes, it's 80.
Okay.
Twice more as 40, for example, yeah?
Yeah, but he has a lot of experience. He was working in White House and with different... I don't know, presidents, and know a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, like when you try to find the job, you need a few years of experience. And if you have no experience, it's not cool.
All right. So this is so cool that president of Russia has so much experience in being president, and this is why.
No. I'm not about this. No. It's not the same.
How can you become? How you like have experience to in presidentship?
No. I mean experience in politics. Biden has a lot of experience, like a guy who worked with Obama in his office, a guy who works in different departments, and Putin has no experience at all before presidentship. He has like few years in that area.
In KGB. Okay, anyway, Claudia.
I agree. Okay.
I would like to have this experiment, and if it goes wrong, I agree to.
Yeah. I think people should not work on their pension, how it called, when their official age, when they stop their work, and then government just pay them for their last work.
And I don't know. It's just, for example, the president of France, Macron. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's 45 years old.
Mm-hmm. Like Navalny.
I don't know anything about his politics, mm-hmm. but I've never heard something bad about him. Yeah,
because it's France. France is just cool country. Of course, country of rude people, but it's cute.
Every president is 45 years old, everyone like, he's cool. He's just cool, you know, and he minds his own business and that's all. How old is Rishi Sunak, Claudia?
I don't know, maybe.
Yes, I know 40. How. What his name? 43.
43, yeah. Okay, but Boris Johnson, he was older. He has a crazy haircut.
I don't want to go to this rabbit hole, okay? So, yeah, that was my take. And now we are going to marshmallows.
So. One more crazy question, and you should choose something or imagine something, like always. So, what do you prefer? Like, living in a 14th century through the Black Death? Do you know Black Death? Like Black Friday, but
yeah,
death.
I know only Black Friday is Claudia. Black Deaths, it's not...
not in your point of view.
Maybe I've had a couple. I don't remember. In my 20s.
Long years ago.
Techno. Is it from techno world?
No. It's the greatest pandemic before COVID. When people died like on the streets in the 14th century, I think. Black Death. Everyone was black and death. Dead. Yeah. Yeah, it's about dirty and Yeah, what do you prefer?
This is horrible.
Living in it.
This is horrible.
What do you prefer? Living in that century through the Black Death?
or in Asia for 1 year?
No. But yeah, you were close. Or you prefer become a tangerine. It's all just like orange, but smaller. Like
first one.
Yeah?
Of course.
You prefer life than just...
Like, how many days I will last as tangerine?
Who cares?
By the way, like, tangerine is a fruit. Yeah, small fruit, like an orange, but smaller.
Yeah, smaller, yeah.
Many people eat it on New Year's.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah, like, I think I have much more chances to survive in Black Death times, because some people, like, made it, right? Then tangerine, and, like, in a couple of days, I would get rotten.
But no, you're grown like a cool tangerine, have a long tree life.
There was no information about being a tree, Claudia. It was like only about being a tangerine.
Okay. How you understand? It's okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, maybe it was easy for you, but for me, I don't know. I really like tangerines. It's my favorite fruit. It's my favorite, I don't know, thing. One of my favorite thing. And actually, maybe it's time to... It's like depression time in our podcast. And maybe I prefer to be just a fruit than living the best life.
All right. I really...
You start to nervous, worry about me, maybe.
I'm super... like surprised, yeah, how like many times we just synchronized with you. Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious, yeah, because we chat a lot and we have a lot of like stories in common and we share stuff. Yeah, but my
we're
question,
friends actually,
yeah, only on podcasts. It connected with our like hard times right now, yeah, like economical world economic blah blah blah,
and Black you Friday, wanted Black Death,
Black Friday depression. Like orange tangerine, and you prefer being a tangerine, yeah, than like living these times. And my question, Claudia, and also your take, it's all connected. What would you prefer? And I don't think that it would be easy for you. So
like always.
Here I have phrase all-inclusive. Yeah, all-inclusive meaning that you can rent any apartment. You can buy any food, like go to any restaurant, anything. But you can buy stuff that you can keep. For example, you can rent clothes. Yeah, because I know there are some rentings of clothes. Maybe some luxury stuff, yeah. But you don't, like, you can't buy anything.
It's not...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 1 month all-inclusive in London or 1 year all-inclusive in any city in Asia.
But what will be next? Just my normal life?
Yes. Basically, you just get... maybe you will meet some people. Yeah, you will get some experience, photos, I don't know. But you don't own anything. Yeah, so like it's just all about experience. But it's just 1 month or whole year.
Okay, it can be pretty easy if I should choose like Asia, like this Thailand, Bali, this like... vacation, jungle, chill.
No,
stuff.
You can choose
any age. Yeah.
Any age.
Yeah.
City.
And because of this, it becomes harder because one of my dream is Singapore. It's a place which built by British people, and it's almost UK in Asia, and it's everything is like in UK, and but in Asian vibe. And also, and it's one of my dream destination, actually. And also, I'm a little bit interested in Japan, but...
Hong Kong, no?
Nothing, not bad, not good. Interesting, yes, but not... I'm not ready to go to Asia special for Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. But Singapore is... 1 year in Singapore on 1 month in London. I think London.
Small month? What if it's February? It's 28 days only.
February what?
What if it's February?
But weather? 28 days. Got it.
28 days, yeah.
I actually, first time I've been in London in February. It was the best months of my life before the COVID, actually.
Before everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I just choose for now, for today, when I really miss UK and want to be there, I choose London for 1 month, and then they can't just send me back. I just
so it's like Trajan.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And this present for UK. Yeah, I think that's my my choice.
Awesome. That's cool. I'm glad that it wasn't so easy for you to choose. Okay.
Maybe if we have three options, like year in Singapore, months in London, or just become a tangerine, maybe. It will be pretty hard choice to me.
Okay. Next time. Next time I'll add tangerine.
So, yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for this question. Thank you for this topic. Thank you for these crazy thoughts about youngest religion. I'm not sure that it's is it officially, but okay. Maybe I should... watch a film with Tom Cruise today. Thank you for this thought.
Yeah. Thank you for Black Fridays, Claudia.
Black Death.
Yes. And thank you for hating the Asia for 1 year. Gap year in Asia, overrated. Okay. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith. I think they... Fuck you. Really. Fuck you.
I don't know how. I don't know why.